This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about again today is the day that I learned my father's heart, part two. Okay, giving you analogies. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. Educating you in the natural so you can understand in the spiritual. That's how Jesus talked continuously, how he taught continuously, how he educated continuously, instructed continuously, folks, was through parables, okay? The day that I learned my father's heart, God gave his law because he loves. I love this up-and-coming segment. Before we get over to that, and by the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Going to the news that the CIA controlled media would withhold on purpose to continuously dummy you down to further enslave you, to forge your chains. Interestingly enough, we have on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, written by senior editor of Sons of Liberty Media.com, Tim Brown, rule the school. The James G. Martin Center for Academic Renewal and their influence on your child's education, if you are foolish enough to have your child in a public setting, in a public school today. With that said, let me liken it over to, so you can understand why I would say something like that. John Dunphy, humanist. He wrote A Religion for a New Age. What's going on in public schools today? The Bible is not merely another book, which was used by our forefathers to establish what we have today over 242 years later. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. Yes, the Bible says that the devils believe and tremble. It must be dangerous to those that come to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. He goes on, I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith, said John Dunphy. The proselytizers of a new faith, said he. These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers. That would be me. For they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject that they teach. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse, here it is, the attack. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all of its adjacent evils and misery. And the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will be finally achieved. Suck the life out of it. No wonder why the kids are lifeless. No wonder why they have no hope. Because they have now, in the classrooms, condoned by the parents in this country that tolerate this, the proselytizers of a new faith. Check it out on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, written by none other than Tim Brown. With that said, friends, Florida middle schools adding on, piggybacking to the next article, Florida middle schools now indoctrinating your kids with the LGBT propaganda films. Of course. Do you know that you can go online right now, friends, and watch films from the 60s and that which preceded the 60s concerning your children, if they were to encounter a homosexual or a lesbian, that you were to turn them into the authorities? Now they're teaching your kids that it's bigotry, it's hate, it's homophobic to call them out for their crimes against humanity. It's a felony in every state, by the way. They don't want you to know that, and that's why they hate guys like me that continuously point my finger and make reference to the law that exposes their crimes. Read Romans 3:20. Nothing new. The American people already know that this is happening. And what you don't realize, America, again, when I say, when you begin to advocate which God condemns, you're beginning to see a huge influx of Muslims into the United States of America and into our governmental system. Whose heels did the homosexuals come on in? Or come in on, I should say. The homosexuals. See, the homosexuals are being used not as much as the Muslims are being used now as a political battering ram. Because the homosexuals, for the most part, are given way. They're given a green light. They're given a pass by the people in this country to go ahead and accept them because, you know, after all, they just can't help themselves. Yeah. Friends, they just can't help themselves. They were born that way. Did you hear about the guy that only kills on Fridays? He said he was doing his best. He was born that way. He can't help himself. You know, the Bible says we're all born in iniquity. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. That's why we need the grace of Christ. Did you hear about the man that loves to steal everybody's property? He says he was born that way. He just can't help himself. Well, if they can't help themselves and they like to indulge in crime, then that's the reason for incarceration and judgment, according to Scripture. Read Deuteronomy 19, 19. I'm sorry, friends, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Read that when you get a moment. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have actor, writer, and political commentator. Everybody and their dog and their cat and their parakeet friends are talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, again, here comes Tim Brown, senior editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, who's writing an article exposing how this puppet congresswoman is controlled by dangerous people. Of course they are. Here, let me add to that, friends. Let's put in perspective who should be dangerous. Again, these are our employees that are assailing their employers. Again, we are the government and they work for we the people. When we talk about controlled by dangerous people, friends, I want to remind you of what a Navy SEAL was taught by his father. He said, never live your life where your enemies do not fear you. Never live your life where your enemies do not fear you. You know, here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, we don't take counsel from our fears. Nor were we given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind by our Heavenly Father. Okay, as a matter of fact, in contrast, the Bible tells us that we are bold as lions. That means forward to danger. That we have strong confidence in the Lord. Well, if we fear God, we're not going to fear man. And if we don't fear man, friends, and we fear God, we're going to deal with corrupt man. And that's exactly what we need to do when we look at articles like this. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have plenty of articles there for you to consume, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back after this break.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Michael Roach. We appreciate your trust, brother. I just talked to you this morning. I just want to say thank you again for your trust in broadcasting us on a daily basis. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean EE. Folks, I have so much interaction going on. Here, let me tell you this. Here's a typical day for Bradley Dean. And if it was out any other way, I'd be complaining that I wasn't this busy. Okay? When you go to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, I have 1,000 new friends just this week in a 4-day span. We have about 745,695 people that are engaged, and we have had about 561,720 people read our articles this week. Okay, so with that said, at least post reach wise, with that said, I get about—I'm not even kidding you—probably every 10 minutes I'm getting, I don't know how many emails from people, and I'm doing my best to vet them, but it's getting to the point now where I'm going to have to stop on that because I'm spinning, my head's spinning, just trying to stay up with everything that's going on in this country. Listen, as my wife says, honey, you want to go out and fix everything. You want to fix everybody's problems, and you make everything your problem. Well, it is my country, and yes, I understand that. But I also do understand common sense comes into play, too, because it becomes overwhelming. And with that said, folks, do your best just to go to the content, check it out for yourself. We don't always have to talk. I don't always have to respond to everybody's emails. But again, I would say this, it's getting to the point now in the ministry where there's so much going on that I'm just not going to be able to respond to everybody. But I will say this, You know, if it's important, put something up on the header. We'll get to it soon enough, usually within a couple hours, and we'll do our best to respond. So, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean. It's going crazy over there, Bradley Dean on Facebook, personal. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1. My Sons of Liberty Media, we got another video probably coming out at the end of the day today. Have several hundred videos over there working on that, as well as columns. That is Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Check out those brand new videos. You're going to love them. Again, we're bringing about resolve to America's issues if you're willing to stand up and play the man or play the woman. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Moving over to a brand new article, friends. We've been talking about the day that I learned my father's heart. And I gave it to you part one yesterday, and I want to give you part two today. Because I've been writing every morning just on this very topic. Because I want people to understand scriptural love. And I want them to see scriptural love, 1 John 3:18. Now, yesterday I tipped in on this just a little bit. I put a little salt on your tongue. So I'm going to give you more to drink today from yesterday. Because we know that God gave his law because he loves. And there's many people today that they want to separate law from love. And I'll get to that in just a moment. Love, friends, is the interpreter of the law. You don't separate the two. I remember a guy many years ago named Keith Green. He was a famous piano singer, songwriter. And he was good stuff, no question about it. Many people believe that he operated in the prophetic as a prophet. And I just look at the guy as being around a bunch of people that wanted to change him, to proselytize him, to make him, in many cases, twice as much the sons of maybe confusion. I don't want to add the word hell because I don't want to go that far with it. But there was a lot of confusion that was thrown on Keith Green. So a lot of preachers got around him because of his fame, and they wanted him to basically take on their message. And here's the thing. In spiritual things, I'm also a drummer for a band. In music, I learned early on that if you want to be the best drummer that you can be, take a little from everybody and make it your own. Well, you know what? So it is for the things of God. And I'm talking about everything of Christ and nothing of man. How do I explain that? Well, today we have how many denominations in the church? We have the Presbyterians. We have the Baptists. We have the Lutherans. We have the Catholics. We have the Wesleyans. We have the Faithers. And the list goes on, friends. And the reason that we have so many different denominations is because somewhere in there, man decided to take on man and bring about their opinion rather than to receive the Holy Ghost and being built up in him in Jesus Christ. And you know what's interesting about that is, again, the Bible says that we're supposed to have the same mind, the same heart, and the same judgment. Read 1 Corinthians 1:10. This is why we have all these denominations. It's the same thing in politics, too. You know, the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And then man makes other gods, and then man becomes confused and defeated, and they're trying to figure out why. We take the word of God for what it is. We don't add to it, take away. You know, how many times have we seen men in denominations through deconstructivism? It's called deconstructionism, okay? And what they do is, for example, you're sitting in a circle. Follow me, friends. I'm coming to something. People sit during a Bible study and everybody asks, well, what's your opinion of that scripture? Well, what's your opinion of that scripture? That's deconstructionism, friends. What you're doing is you're pulling down the credibility of the scripture and bringing it to your own application rather than God's, or interpretation, your interpretation rather than God's. And you know where men err without fail? The cross. They'll withhold the cross. And they want to give their opinion. And then what do we have? We have confusion because someone threw their opinion on the plain, simple understanding of the Word of God. Remember that heaven, the model of heaven is a child, not some confused, educated fool. Remember, philosophy is big words with common sense meaning, friends. If someone can't understand, explain to you what they're trying to explain to you, it's because they can't understand themselves as to what they're trying to get you to understand. They're confused. Now, from just that last point that I made, many of you are probably confused, but what's interesting, I know exactly what I'm saying here. I really do. Friends, there's supposed to be no schism in the body. There's supposed to be no division in the body of Christ. And again, it goes for politics. Hey, friends, I highlight this much and many times over, redundantly. You have 101 party affiliations in this country, yet you're ruled by law. How is it that you justify party affiliation? It's unconstitutional. Who gave that law? God did, and God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And what happens is man decides to go ahead and do it his way, and then he comes up with a party affiliation according to what? His opinion. There's no such thing as a Republican Party. There's no such thing as a Democratic Party. There's no such thing as an independent party. Friends, how ridiculous. The same God that said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, is the same God that gave the law that they divide into their opinions. And again, why are we confused in this country? We're based on the Mosaic Institution. There's plain understanding when it says, thou shalt not lie and thou shalt not steal. But in Washington, they don't seem to understand that, right? So they bend the law, they turn the law like those lawyers that Jesus woed in Matthew 23, and woe is equivalent to damning them, and rightly so, rest assured. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:25. It says that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Well, if we go over to that of Ephesians, it's also interesting to note, I'm just giving you the exact scripture, friends, that we are in Ephesians 4:3, that we are to, listen carefully, friends, we are endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We only follow one Christ. And if we follow one Christ, we have to let the opinions of men in so many different ways, the opinions of men just fall and go down our back, because there's a lot of do-gooders in the church and there's a lot of do-gooders in the government, but we don't want their opinions. We want God's opinion. It's just that simple. Again, let me tell you what Ephesians 4:3 says. It says that endeavoring, we are endeavoring, and that's exactly what I'm doing on the radio right now. We are endeavoring to keep the unity. You can even bring in the word diligent, painstakingly, endeavoring, friends, to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Is God divided? Absolutely not. Then why is man? Why are there so many denominations? And again, government is the extension of what the church is, friends, and what it has become today. But it's still the God, same God that gave the same law that the church was to establish concerning the law through the five books of Moses, right? The Torah, the Decalogue. With that said, again, love is the interpreter of the law. We're talking about God gave his law because he loves, and people want to separate the two. You can't separate the two because, again, God gave his law because he loves. He gave his law because he loves. And again, love is the interpreter of that law. Now, there's a true story told out on the west coast of a winding road that goes up and around the side of a mountain where they noticed that cars would end up going over the other side, only to crash at the bottom to their own destruction. See, all the warning signs had been removed, and instead of replacing the warning signs, friends, to preserve life, a lovingly and concerned committee decided to resolve the problem by putting an ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. I'm going to pick it up right here on the other side of this break, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Beto O'Rourke is meeting with Iowans today. This is part of his three-day swing as he announced that he's running for president. The former congressman from Texas joins an already crowded 2020 Democratic field. President Trump was asked about O'Rourke today at the White House.
I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume it was some kind of a news conference, and I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gunmaker Remington. Founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, believes this is just another way for the government to infringe upon your Second Amendment rights.
Well, this is definitely an attempt by gun prohibition people to try and use the courts instead of the legislature to ban guns, and that's what their intent is.
This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Come back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hey, guys, I want to tell you something. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do to get in trouble today is tell the truth. But do remember, this is your country. Okay? It's not like you're breaking the law. Stand up and love on your country by first loving on your God, and then secondly, loving on your brothers and sisters, and uniting friends, and networking, and fighting the good fight of faith the way our forefathers did. God is willing to give you what the church is willing to fight for. Stand up and fight. Talking about the day that I learned my father's heart, part two, God gave his law because he loves. I just gave you an analogy during the last segments, an analogy, and I'm going to give it to you again. It's interesting. I get people every once in a while say, Brad, you don't add an S to that. It's like, well, listen, dude, that's how it came out. Sorry. Well, you say it's not in your dictionary. Well, let me tell you, it's in my dictionary. We're doing our best over here. There's a true story told out on the west coast of a winding road that goes up and around the side of a mountain where they noticed cars would end up going over the side, only to crash at the bottom to their own destruction. All the warning signs, Exodus 20, had been removed, the Ten Commandments had been removed, and instead of replacing the warning signs, Exodus 19:11, by them thy servant is warned, to preserve life, a lovingly and concerned committee decided to resolve the problem by putting an ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. These are the people, by the way, that are trying to separate law from love. And the people that put the ambulance at the bottom of the mountain and refuse to put up the warning signs, they're the ones saying that it's love to put the ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Forget about that legalistic sign that warns you before you go over. Hello? Hey, friends, is it love to remove the warning signs? Well, that's what they want you to believe. And I'm talking about the spirit of the world and reprobates that have been abandoned to sin that don't have the spirit of Christ. Hey, folks, that must be, in fact, a new version of love and one that is in stark contrast to the spirit of God. Read Leviticus 19:17. As a matter of fact, I just want to go there. I want you to hear this. Because it's so in contrast to what we hear today in this country. Listen to this. Leviticus 19:17, okay? This is hate. The Bible says, "You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not suffer sin on him." In other words, when your brother is in sin or your sister is in sin, you are not to hate him and withhold the truth. Remember, it tells us in Romans 13 that love worketh no ill. It owes our brothers and sisters the truth. Okay? It's hate to withhold the truth. Listen to what he just said. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. Wow! If he's in sin, you are obligated by God and moved by the Holy Ghost to warn him of his sin before God. Period. Period. I just get more coming to me, friends. It's one thing after another. And I'll pull this one up and probably going to be coming up. Yep, no, this is right. 2 Corinthians 19:10. And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, listen carefully. This is love. You shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. And so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. See, when you fail to hold your brothers accountable before the Lord, look what happens when they're in sin and you say nothing to them. Isn't it amazing how much they breed? See? And I want to tell you something. That's not a love for God and a love for your brothers and a love for your community to allow him to remain in sin. No, you are to teach him the fear of God, which is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. Just think about this. The Lord leads in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Love does not tolerate crime. Period. Period. During my presentations across the country, I ask if it is love, if it's loving to warn them before going over the cliff, or is it loving to stand back and ignore the inevitable destruction of the driver by failing to warn them? Well, without fail, the people affirm that it is loving to stand up and warn them before they destroy themselves. Yep, that's love. Common sense comes into play here because prevention is better than cure. Read Ezekiel 33, verse 3. As I just said a couple moments ago, hate does not tell the truth. Love warns because it loves. Okay? And it loves the truth. 2 Corinthians 5, 10, and 11. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Why? Because the love of Christ constraineth me. Whoa! But again, yet people are rejecting love as if to suggest that it is hate to tell them so. Read Psalm 109, verse 5, John 7, 7, John 15, 18 through 19. Well, here's what begs the question then. How is it that there are so many in this country that separate the moral law from love? It doesn't make any sense. It runs perpendicular of one another. It's like oil and water. It's like taking two magnets and trying to push them together when they repel each other, friends. No, law and love are one. It's one heart, not two. It's not separated. They're not opposed. I mean, try this with natural law by removing the stop signs, the warning signs, and the stoplights, etc. Is that love? No, of course not. I mean, taking it a step further to natural law, a magistrate, a police officer, a judge, a representative, a congressman, a senator, whatever the case might be, or regardless of what capacity they're in, they love their God and their country by enforcing the law. Psalm 40, verse 8, Isaiah 42, 21, Isaiah 51, verse 4, and Hebrews 10, 16. enforcing his law unto judgment. And why? So that he might bring about repentance to those who transgress. And by the way, this is a mercy as well to the sinner, by giving him the opportunity to make the choice to repent before God. 2 Corinthians 7:10. So that he might bring about repentance to those who transgress, 1 John 3:4, that law, because he loves his brother and loves his freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17, which, by the way, were given through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ in the spiritual, John 3:16, and your veterans in the natural. Go to Arlington Cemetery, a veteran memorial. I hope you understand this. My love is looking out for the good of my brothers. I am my brother's keeper. Right? Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother. In truth. Right? By telling him the truth, by giving him the opportunity to repent, for this is the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Right? Matthew 3:2. If one understands this, in fact, that your sins that put Christ on the cross, and understanding that he died as the propitiation for your sins to redeem you back unto himself through his blood, Colossians 1:14, Hebrews 9:22, most people will repent. 2 Corinthians 7:10, the Holy Ghost uses the law to bring men unto Jesus. Okay, John 16:8, to convict men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. 2 Corinthians 7:10 again. I got to take one of those out. Let me give you an analogy here. James Dean, he's a judge out in Cambridge, Minnesota here, in Minnesota. And it's interesting that if anybody's busted drinking and driving, for example, in his county, the very first offense, he enforces the law to the fullest extent. We had him on the radio probably 12 years ago. Great guy. We asked him the question, why do you enforce the law? Because I don't want to endanger others. They're not good for a society. If they don't understand thou shall not drink and drive, and they end up killing somebody, I'm trying to prevent either situations taking place. If they get busted drinking and driving, I'm going to send a strong message that you don't do that in my county. Does he do that because he hates friends or because he loves God and he loves man and he cares about society? Which is a mercy to the innocent and it's a judgment to the guilty. The law condemns the wicked and it justifies the righteous. Okay? And I'm giving two different versions of the law. The law condemns. Okay? If I believe the gospel, I believe. And only a theologian's going to understand this, but I want to tell you something. It's simple understanding. If I believe Jesus Christ in the gospel, I'm justified. Okay? But the law doesn't justify me in a spiritual sense. It condemns me. And it drives me to the foot of the cross. Now, again, going back to this, the Holy Ghost will use the law to bring men unto Jesus. Okay, and also going to Romans 3:31, you need to hear this, people. This is the New Testament. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yeah, we establish the law. Okay? We want people in this country to understand that their freedoms were given unto them by men that sacrificed themselves. You don't have to force them people to love their country when they understand that. You don't have to force your people to obey the laws of the land when they understand and that they are in fact grateful for the sacrifice that was given unto them. You don't have to force them to obey anything. They want to. They want to obey because they're grateful for the sacrifice. Now, again, the Lord gave his law, which Christ did not come to abrogate. Talked about that several times in the past. Matthew 5:17 through 18. He came to magnify it. And why did he do that? Because he is love. Everything God does is love because God is love. I mean, after all, again, love is the fulfilling of the law. That's found in Romans 13:8 through 9. So what I want to do when we come back, we're talking about the day that I learned my Father's heart, part 2. God gave his law because he loves. We're going to go to the Word, and I'm going to show you exactly what it says. I'm not here to give you my opinion. I'm just here to be an ambassador on the behalf of Christ for your sakes, for your reclamation. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ageman, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States and Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the day that I learned my father's heart, part two. God gave his law because he loves. It's interesting how today we hear people try to divide the two. You don't divide the two. God gave his law because he loves. And I've been going through this line upon line, precept upon precept. And real love, friends, by the way, is just like that of 2 Chronicles 19:10, when it says that we're to warn our brothers that they sin not or trespass or transgress before God. That's real love. Our walk is before God. Everything we do is before God. He beholds the evil and the good. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. He knows the very numbers of the hairs of our head. You want to talk about specificity, there you have it. Every single, folks, we have to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought that we think. Which should be all the more reason why we need more grace, that we might be found in Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I want the mind of Christ. We're not to be conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. How does that start? By coming out from among them. You know, there's so many people in the world today that have one foot in and one foot out. One foot in the church and one foot in the world, and they think they're going to heaven. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he's going to receive anything from the Lord. James 1, and furthermore, when you go to Amos 3:3, what does it say? How can two walk together unless they be agreed? What, do you think that you're going to bring your sin with you into heaven? No. Hey, listen to this, folks. Jesus Christ, in the book of 1 John, manifested himself to destroy the works of the devil. That's real grace. Not to hold on to it. And if you want to unite with Christ, then part with sin. It's that simple. Got to move on. Looking to the Word, talking about the day that I learned my Father's heart, God gave His law because He loves. Now, looking to His Word. It says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For thou shalt not commit adultery. By the way, this is the New Testament, Romans 13, 8 and 10. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Romans 13, 8 through 10. Oh, I didn't know that. I know. Study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's the first prerequisite of following Christ. And how many people say, well, how do you know that was the New Testament? Of course not. That's why most people are messed up. That's why there's a whole lot of people in hell that didn't want to take the time to listen to what the Christ said. What must I do to believe on Him? Study my doctrine. Know my doctrine. And the only way that, by the way, that you can truly love man is when you first love God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Mark 12, 30 and 31. Okay, now taking it to 1 John 5, 2. Line upon line. By this we know that we love the children of God when, what? We love God and keep His commandments. And where did all of this love come from? It came from the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So, somehow or another, the American church and the American people has convinced the people that to obey the law of the Lord because you love Him, Luke 7, 36 through 50, to who's been forgiven much, loves much. But you've been taught that to obey God's law, and I'm not talking about a way of salvation, I'm talking about a true Christian magnifies that law because he's born of the Spirit of Christ, which he fulfilled. Okay? But the American church has convinced the people that to obey the law of the Lord because you love Him for His Son's sacrifice on Calvary, John 3:16, is somehow legalistic. Again, there's no such thing here, friends. This is heretical. There's no definition in Webster's 1828, by the way. It's created. Now, I ask you, is it hate for my country to obey natural law, or is it love for me in my country? I'm sorry, or is it love for my country to obey the law? Natural law. Common sense. A good cop will enforce the law because he loves his country and he loves his people. Now, again, this is heresy as well as lunacy, as is it unscriptural to say otherwise, because in the end, what does it produce? Lawlessness. Yet this is what is prevalent in America today. Matthew 24, verse 12. The love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. They don't understand the law. They've never been converted. That's why they don't understand it. Psalm 19:70 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Their souls have never been converted. What do they do is they try to intellectualize the very pith and marrow in the heart out of the Word of God. They want to get rid of the Spirit. And by the way, that's why I can't, you know, when you see doctors and you see all these titles before preachers, you know what, friends, or people just in general, how many of them, and this is not a wide brush, and I'm not talking about all of them, but how many people in the church, they have titles because they love their titles? Watch out with men with titles, because they want that title. And yet Jesus condemned that. We only have one teacher and one master and one king, and his name is Jesus Christ. Now, though we are saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. Notice what grace does. And again, as I said earlier, the law is to be used in the hand of Christ by the Holy Ghost to drive men to the foot of the cross. Galatians 3:24, read it. I want to take you directly over to the Master, as I was just highlighting, and I want you to see him in action. And again, I'm in the New Testament. We're on the final segment of the sonsoflibertymedia.com here. But I want to, there's no perfect way, or better way, I'm sorry, to end this show today. It is a perfect ending for the show. Mark 10:17-21. Now you tell me where Jesus separated law and love. And this is just one example, by the way. And when he was gone forth, Mark 10:17-21. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled down to him and asked him, good masters, what shall I do? He said, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why do you call me good? He said, there's none good but one. That is God. Jesus then goes back to what? The law, going to the Jews that were given the oracles of God found in Romans 3 that were broken by the law. And if they weren't broken, guess what he did? He said, well, what does the law say to you? Or he brings about the commandments to drive them to the foot of Christ. Just like he is right here in Mark 10:17-21. Thou knowest the commandments. That's what Jesus said to the rich young ruler. The one that ran up to him and said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? You know the commandments, he said. Do not commit adultery, number 7. Do not steal, that's number 6. Do not commit adultery, that is number 7. Do not kill is number 6. Do not steal is number 8. Do not bear false witnesses, number 9. Defraud not, right? Honor thy father and thy mother, which is number 5. And he answered and said unto him, trying to justify himself. Okay? Which shows you the very reason that the Lord brought the law in the first place. He said, Master, all of these things I have observed from my youth. He's trying to justify himself in the sight of God. He's trying to justify himself to the incarnate Son of God. He's trying to justify himself. I've already done all this, man. I'm good. And notice the love that Jesus gives. The Bible says, then Jesus, looking upon him, beholding him, it says, and loved him. Okay? And said unto him, one thing you lack. He went after the one thing that stood between him and his God. Read Isaiah 59. He went after the one thing, friends, that stood between him and his God. How many times I've been with men who worship their wives more than God, and I would tell them so, and boy, oh boy, if I gave them a nail and a hammer, they'd all crucify me. How many times I went for the one thing during preaching, my said sermons, live, not even knowing what's going on in the Holy Ghost, all the while knowing, and rubbing people the wrong way because the Holy Ghost was using me to go after that one thing that stood between them and their God? That's what a preacher's supposed to do. He's supposed to go prophetically to that one thing that stands between you and your God. What is it, friends? Read the Ten Commandments. The mirror of the law. Look at your reflection. You've broken them all. Jesus went to the one thing that you lack, he said. He said, go your way, sell whatsoever you have, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. Did the man repent? Nope, absolutely not. The Bible said that he went away sad for this saying. And the disciple said, who then can be saved? He said, easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to go into the gates of heaven. Let's get this right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Talk to you in...
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.